The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
It's the Lance and Noon Show on Highland Radio. Delighted to welcome into studio Garda Gráinne Doherty. Gráinne, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
And a happy new year to you and to all associated with An Garda Síochána.
And same to yourselves here at Highland Radio. And actually, that's my starting point here, so I'll get straight into it. We just want to wish yourself, Caroline, Greg, all your colleagues here at Highland Radio, and of course your listeners, a very happy new year from us all at An Garda Síochána, Donegal. We're hoping 2024 will be a good year for everybody. We're hoping in particular that it will be a safe year on our roads and that people will make a big effort this year to take the road safety message on board. You know, too many lives are being lost, too many life-altering injuries are being sustained on the roads every year, and a certain percentage of these certainly could be prevented. So we were last on air on December 19th because of the Christmas break. So between December 20th and today, the 2nd of January, there have been 12 drink driving related arrests within the Donegal division, 7 arrests for drug driving offences, and 6 of these arrests occurred between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, 1 drug driving and 5 drink driving arrests. So that was overnight, New Year's Eve into New Year's Day across the division. And of course, a number of other road traffic offences were also detected and have been dealt with over the past number of weeks. And the main offence seems to be that of speeding, number of tickets given out for speeding. So it is the time of year to make resolutions. We're all making resolutions, and I find myself at it every year. You know, I'm going to exercise more and cut down the sweets, and it never lasts till about the 3rd of January every year. But at least it's the good intention that counts, I think. But we're asking people, and it's probably not one that would come to mind usually, you know, road safety. It's usually slimming, giving up smoking, giving up drinking, whatever the case is. We are asking people this year, we all have bad habits when it comes to road safety, you know. It's time to be honest with ourselves, realise the mistakes that we do make in the road. Sometimes, you know, people may find that they are in the habit, the odd time, of picking up the phone if the phone bleeps, looking at the phone. Maybe they're going too hard in the accelerator. We're asking everybody this year, please, when it comes to road safety, make a big effort this year to be more responsible. So we're asking everybody to slow down, because speed is a killer. Belt up, wear your seatbelt, ensure your passengers are also wearing theirs. Never ever drive while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. Don't hold, use a mobile phone while driving. Ensure that your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition before travelling. You know, check the tyres, check the lights before you set out in any journey. Ensure that you're highly visible to motorists while out walking or cycling. And I think we do have a certain number of the Hi-Vis vests still in the storeroom in Letterkenny. So if anybody wishes to call in, we'll happily give them one of those. So we're just hoping this year is a happy and healthy year for you all. We want to thank the public for their support in 2023, and we have had the public support in 2023, as we have every year. We're very grateful for that, and we're looking forward to serving our communities once again in 2024.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, to a number of incidents for which, Garda, you would appreciate the help of the public out there, and we're starting in Killybegs.
Yeah, so Garda in Ballyshannon, they're appealing for witnesses to an assault. This occurred at Main Street, Killybegs, in the early hours of Saturday, the 23rd of December, between in and around 3:15 a.m. and 3:40 a.m. So a man is believed to have been assaulted by another man at that location. The injured man had to go to hospital. He was hospitalised to receive medical treatment for the injuries he sustained. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this incident to make contact with us. We're also appealing, as always, to anybody who may have travelled in or around that area on that date and had a dash cam to make that footage available to us. Garda in Ballyshannon can be contacted on 071 985 8530 in relation to this incident.
Going to Ardrah now, and a number of burglaries over the Christmas period in Glengesh Court there.
Yeah, these two burglaries occurred in an apartment block at Glengesh Court in Ardrah. So these burglaries happened between Saturday the 23rd of December and Wednesday the 27th of December. So these apartments were vacant at the time and were reported after the fact. A window was smashed in one of these apartments. Entry was then gained. Then when the entry was gained to the building, a number of doors were forced within the building and a door was forced into a second apartment. Nothing of real value was stolen during the course of these incidents, thankfully. But we're appealing to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity in that area between those dates to make contact with Garda in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530. And the Garda confidential line, as with all of our incidents, can be contacted on 1800 666 111.
This is one of those incidents, presumably, where people that lived in those apartments had gone elsewhere for the Christmas break. And maybe it's a pointer to the need for things like timers on lights and just taking those precautions to try and, you know, negate the fact that people passing by can see that a place is empty.
Of course, yeah. And as always, you know, don't post, and I'm not pointing the finger at anybody involved in any of these incidents, the injured parties. But as always, you know, and I think we all have a tendency at times to, we want to let people know if we're going away, and we post to social media, you know, we let people know, we make them aware of the fact that we're not going to be there. And as well as that, if there was anybody else within that apartment block that perhaps is away at the moment, you know, or anybody in that area that's away for a number of days over the Christmas period, we would ask them just to check on their properties as well.
To Letterkenny now, and a collision that took place on Saturday of last week.
Yes, this happened on the Remelton Road in Letterkenny on Saturday the 30th of December, shortly after 9:40 p.m. So a collision occurred between two cars. One of these cars then immediately left the scene. The car in question has been described as being a dark saloon-style car, possibly an Audi. We're seeking dash cam footage from anybody who travelled in that area, the Remelton Road, and as far as the Polestar roundabout or within that general area. If you had a dash cam, you were in the area, that footage could be invaluable to us. So nobody was injured as a result of that collision, thankfully. Mm-hmm. We're just asking anybody who witnessed the collision or who has the dash cam footage that we were requesting to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
To an incident now that will certainly have required, at the very least, a van, and that's something that happened on the 17th of December in Castlefin.
Of course, yeah. So this happened on Arney Road, Claughfin, Castlefin, quite close to the Claddy Bridge there, you know, the border. Mm-hmm. So two industrial-sized wheelie bins were stolen on Sunday the 17th of December between approximately 2:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. We're asking anybody who travelled in that area between those times, if they've seen any sort of activity, suspicious activity, to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100. We're particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of a grey or silver coloured transit van that's believed to have been in the area on that date.
To Inishowen now, and an incident in Muff on Wednesday of last week.
Yeah, so this theft occurred in Muff Village on the morning of Wednesday the 27th of December. A vehicle had been parked overnight in a car park at Main Street, Muff. And in and around 11 a.m. on that date, the 27th of December, the front and the rear number plates were removed and stolen from this car. We're appealing to anybody in this instance who travelled between Muff Village in the direction of Quigley's Point between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. who had a dash cam to make that footage available to us. And any relevant information in relation to this incident may be forwarded to Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540.
Yeah, and concerning that, I mean, you know, someone could be planning to use number plates for nefarious purposes at some point into the future. So obviously that's one that's important that they get detected and recovered.
Of course, yeah. That's a matter that has to be taken into consideration also in relation to incidents such as these. Yeah.
To Remelton now, and an incident last Friday.
No, so this happened at the Back Lane Upper in Remelton. This happened on Friday the 29th of December between the times of 5:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. And I think that's something we've all done ourselves. You know, a resident in that area, they just arrived home, may have been away for a few days. They were in the process of unpacking their car, just taking their Christmas shopping and other items into the house from their car. And a bag was stolen from the car during that time period. So this bag contained Christmas gifts and sportswear. Among the stolen items was a pearl necklace, pearl earrings, two pairs of ladies' trainers, Asics and Brooks, and a pair of custom orthotics. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed any activity in that area that stood out or caused concern between that short time frame. So that's between 5:30 and 6 p.m. on the 29th of December. We're asking those people to contact Gardaí in Milford on 91530 60. And again, as always, if anybody was in that area with a dash cam between those times, that would be invaluable to us. And should anybody come across these sorts of items for sale, also please alert Gardaí immediately.
And those orthotics, I mean, you know, they're custom, which means, number one, they'll have been expensive, but number two, they're very important for someone who's in the middle of treatment, that they have access to them. And, you know, the fact that they're custom made, you know, you want that to get returned as quickly as possible so the person can get the full benefit from them.
Yeah.
Distraction burglaries. It's an issue we've discussed on the programme before, and there's been something of an increase right across the country that you're concerned about.
Well, yeah, do you know, I was chatting to Sergeant Paul Wallace, our crime prevention officer, yesterday in relation to this, we did notice that there was a number of distraction burglaries have occurred now, not in Donegal, thankfully, but further down the country. But I mean, criminals are highly mobile, you know, these sorts of incidents can occur anywhere in the country. So we just want to remind people in relation to these types of burglaries, and maybe just to remind them to chat to the elderly members and more vulnerable members of their family, neighbours, friends, just in relation to them, to remind them that these incidents are occurring and what steps to take to prevent them. So distraction burglars, they come to your door, they pretend to be someone they're not, just to gain access to your home and to steal your money. It's just, that's as simple as it is. They often work in pairs. One of these people may distract you at the front door while the other enters your home via rear window, rear door, while you're kept talking on the doorstep. And unfortunately, older people are frequently, they're frequently the main targets of this sort of crime. So in some of these recent incidents, bogus callers have impersonated Gardaí. They've called, they said they're calling in relation to a spate, maybe of recent burglaries, and that they want to speak to the person and advise them in relation to home security. In other recent incidents, they have said that they are officials who are there to inspect pension cards. So, look, they can come up with any sort of reason, really, for being there, false reasons. So in all cases, we're advising people, especially people who live alone, the elderly, the vulnerable, please be wary of strangers calling to your home. Don't open your door to anybody unless you've checked who they are and what they want. Be 100% satisfied as to their identity before you open your door. Use your chain limiter. Those chains are great on the door. You know, you can open the door a certain amount, see who's there, close the door again. It adds a wee bit of extra security to your home. Check ID where appropriate. You know, if these people are saying, I'm from whatever agency, I'm a guard, I'm from I'm an official of any sort, ask for their ID. Ask them to pass it in through the letterbox, you know, so you can have a look at it. Mm-hmm. Ensure your back door is locked if you do answer a call at the front door, because regardless of whether or not you've fully opened your door or you've opened your door, you could be talking to this person at the front door, through a closed window, and while they're distracting you, their accomplice could have, you know, gone round the rear of the house. Please make sure your back door is locked if you're attending the front door. Don't keep large amounts of cash at your home. That applies to everybody, you know. Don't keep large amounts of cash in your home. Contact Gardaí immediately if you're suspicious about a caller. Take note of their clothing, appearance, vehicle registration number and the direction of travel if possible. We understand in the heat of the moment it's very hard to remember to do these things, but it's great. You know, if we can get a description of the person, even what type of accent they had, even a small part of the registration number of their car, and they turned right when they left my drive. You know, these pieces of information to us are invaluable. So we're asking everybody again, please check in on your neighbours, check in on elderly neighbours, friends, family members. Talk to them about all types of scams, this scam, but all types of scams also, just and advise them in relation to them.
There was a time when you would have said to people, you know, if someone is claiming to be from the ESB, ring the ESB. If they're claiming to be from Irish Water, ring Irish Water. One of the problems you have now is that more and more there isn't a local telephone number to contact. And in fact, I've noticed a lot of utilities and companies don't even publish telephone numbers at all anymore. They want you to do everything online. So from that point of view, it's getting more difficult to sort of just contact a local office and verify over the phone, as we might have advised people to do in the past. So the advice is, if you're unsure, keep that door closed. And if you're very concerned, give the local Garda station a buzz.
Yeah, and as you say, look, no more than myself, yourself, if you're ringing now to get any sort of service, really, it's a machine you get pressed.
Yeah, it is. It's getting more and more difficult to say. And we used to be able to say, ring the ESB and double check, but you can't really do that anymore. So, but the main message is, you know, be careful, be cautious, and err on the side of caution.
Yeah, well, if these people are on your doorstep, you're unsure as to their identity, you're just not satisfied that they are who they say they are, or you're unsure, contact a neighbour or a family member. Keep them outside. Keep your door locked. Don't let them in. Ring the Garda station. Say, I have a caller at my home. I'm unsure as to their identity. The guards will happily go out. They'll speak to that person. They'll check their ID. You know, so there are all sorts of ways. But the number one thing is, do not, you know, don't permit entry to your home if you're not sure, if you're not 100% sure as to who this person is.
And I suppose, bottom line, if it does transpire that they're genuine, better to be a bit embarrassed than to be the victim of a crime.
Exactly. And I mean, look, at even if it's a genuine guard member, I can only speak from our point of view, our perspective. If we call to somebody's door, they are elderly, vulnerable. If they don't allow entry to the house, they look, I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I want to ring the Garda station, or I want to ring my sister or brother. There's no offence taken. Yep. If you're genuine, I or any of my colleagues certainly would not mind waiting. We don't mind waiting until you've verified who we are, you know, so don't be embarrassed. It's your safety. That's, you know, first and foremost, that's your priority. Don't let embarrassment get in the way. Keep the door shut if you're not sure who they are.
Yeah. Finally, the Garda recruitment competition is opening again as of the 15th, and the age limits have changed.
It has, yeah. So this competition, the recruitment competition, opens to applications for those up to 50 years of age. From the 15th of January 2024. So should anybody have any queries in relation to this campaign or in relation to a career within Garda Síochána, they can visit www.garda.ie, where there's a range of information to be found there, and frequently asked questions also. Applications to join may be made at www.publicjobs.ie, and we've also, maybe in recent times, we've had people call to the station. There's absolutely no problem with that either. And sometimes it's the best way, you know, you get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to say. But, you know, people call the station sometimes and say, I'm interested in a career within Garda Síochána. And we maybe then put them in touch with one of our trainee Gardaí that we have in the station who have been in Templemore in recent times. And they arrange to meet with them and they talk to them about the application process, about how they found Templemore, how they're finding the training. And sometimes that can be of great benefit also, you know, and there's no problem. So if anybody wishes to do that, they're more than welcome to call to any of the 24-hour stations, really, would be the best stations to call to and ask, can you speak to a student trainee Garda?
Yeah. And garda.ie or publicjobs.ie are the two websites that you will need. Grainne, thank you very much indeed. It's been great speaking to you and we look forward to doing it again. And there'll be another community information slot, of course, on the 9 till noon show on Tuesday of next week. But for now, Grainne, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Donald.
Okay, that was Garda Grainne Doherty there on our Community Garda slot.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.